Welcome back, children of the revolution, and one and all, to what you're now listening to, the audio educational and anthology series here on aceofspadespdx.com. And I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer, doing it all here on the DIY. And today's show, our second for Black History Month, is All the Squares Go Home. And we're spotlighting the first several years of a band that blew away all conventions out the door, Sly and the Family Stone, the first major music act that was multi-gendered and multi-ethnic, who also became the Haight-Ashbury San Francisco music scene most popular act. San Francisco Chronicle music journalist Joel Selvin once wrote that there are two types of black music before Sly Stone and black music after Sly Stone. Though that quote may be endlessly debatable, it underscores the significance of today's artist I'm spotlighting for Black History Month 2021, Sly and the Family Stone. Though not the first multi-ethnic, multi-gender group in rock history, they were the first signed to a major label. In just 3 short years, the group, led by Sylvester Stewart, aka Sly Stone, went from being what some early critics referred to as a gimmick to the hottest music act in the world. The band not only included black and white members, but male and female members. It is important to remember that they were, in essence, a family act, with his sister Rose and brother Freddie in the band, as well as Cynthia Robinson, who was the mother of one of Sly's children. Two of the three remaining members were white, drummer Greg Errico and saxophone player Jerry Martini. Last but definitely, and I mean definitely not least, was bassist and singer Larry Graham, who is credited with creating the slapping bass technique, which would prove highly influential in its own right. Graham would also be the only member of the band to achieve success after the dissolution of the group. Sly Stone had released singles as a solo act and with his brother Freddie to limited success outside of the San Francisco Bay Area, where the band was based. Up until the formation of the group, Sly was better known as a record producer and local radio DJ. Their debut LP, A Whole New Thing, recorded live in the studio, went nowhere, and now legendary Columbia Records president Clive Davis stepped in to help. The resulting second LP and new single, both titled Dance to the Music, launched the band into the mainstream in 1968. The follow-up release, Life, also in 68, didn't replicate the success, but their 1969 release, Stand, became one of the best-selling albums of the entire decade and cemented the group's status as a band without peer. They forged a sound that merged soul, classic R&B, dance music, pop sensibility, jazz arrangements, rock and psychedelic sounds so original, they birthed a whole new subgenre of music, psychedelic soul, and were one of the creators of what would become 1970s funk music. Their high-energy performances and songs about universal love and personal politics struck a chord with the black and white record-buying public at a time of intense racial and political strife in the United States. In short, Sly and the Family Stone were everything that the 60s generation and the Age of Aquarius promised. Unity against adversity, that money didn't matter, and love would conquer hate. Things would start to spiral downward after 1969 for the group, much of this due to Sly Stone's increasing drug take. But during the period we cover here, they were considered by many critics to be a singular voice and the hope that the young people of America truly needed. This is nowhere more evidenced by a career-defining performance at Woodstock in August of 1969, where they came on at 3:30 a.m. Yes, 3:30 in the morning, and pretty much left everyone screaming, literally screaming for more. These songs were the first chapter in the career of which the editors of Rolling Stone magazine dubbed them the 43rd most important music act, the 15th greatest music group, the 5th greatest black and rock and roll act, and the number 2 group with black members in history. Many of you may not ever hear them on classic rock radio and only occasionally on oldies radio. Even in today's supposed more liberal climate, the music they made straddles so many different things it is difficult for radio programmers to pigeonhole them. Sadly, as with most of what is called classic rock, these same programmers have a general rule. If you're not Jimi Hendrix, being a black rocker means you're probably going to get ignored. And we're going to be kicking all off with a track. The full-length version appeared on their third LP, Life, but this is the mono single master from 1968 of Dynamite, and we'll see you in about 30 minutes.
see her twice. Tell me whether or not knows and on you it shows that you're a bad risk, yeah. Shows that you're a bad risk, yeah.
But you're the underdog, and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you're never right, they get uptight when you got to right, or you might start thinking too much. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels when you know for real that every other time, get out, you get a raw deal. Moving up too fast, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, I bet the set didn't last you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how it feels for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limping, and low rate, low rate me.
Yeah.
Never had to shine tonight. You don't need no that make you free.
Never stop to think about a downfall.
Happens at the end of every line.
Just when you think you've pulled a fast one,
happens to the foolish all the time.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're now listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. Yes, I still record these in one take, isn't it obvious? And I'm your host and all-around monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., doing all here on the DIY for you as we look at our second program for Black History Month. And today we're featuring... Oh my God, yes, I could just go on and on. And I do... about Sly and the Family Stone, and we're looking at their career during the 1960s decade. Eventually, I would love to do a show of them in the 70s as well, and compare and contrast, it was a very different trip. Still absolutely stunning and amazing and groundbreaking as well. But getting back to our topic at hand, let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our program, shall we, before we get into the amazing, absolutely amazing second part. Kicked it all off with Dynamite as mono single master of that from 1968, and the full-length album track appeared on Life. Following that was from Stand, was a single A-side initially in 1968. Everyday People, oh my God. Bad Risk followed that, a mono single master of that from 1967, and that was the Underdog single B-side, their debut. Speaking of Underdog, Underdog was the next song on our survey here from their debut album, A Whole New Thing, recorded live in the studio. Following that, and you know, this is something that people don't get about me. Yes, I absolutely love rock and roll, but I also absolutely love a million other things as well. This is one of my probably top 10 favorite songs, possibly in the top 5. It was a double A-side single with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again from late 1969. Everybody is a Star. My God, what a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music. Following that, Pressure from 1968 from the album Life, and the song we just heard from Stan from 1969, Somebody's Watching You. Yes, isn't that more apropos? Yes, I should love when I just throw a French. Yes, Alex, I'll take foreign words and phrases for 300. Yes. Apropos there. Now than it ever was in the past. And we're going to be kicking it off with the only cover in this program. And my God, what a cover it is. Initially, when the original was by Otis Redding, and it was a B-side. Believe it or not, it became one of his most loved songs. This was recorded in 1967 and released in 1972 on a compilation album outside of their label Epic. And it was the B-side to the I Ain't Got Nobody single. This is the full-length version of I Can't Turn You Loose. And we'll see just before an extended and truly groundbreaking, oh, psychedelic freak out, smash, beautiful thing finale.
Yeah! flush when they find it.
We'll be right back. To be trust unspoken. Things unsaid but understood. A silent shh communication. That's what I found with you. In other words, that's what I dig about you. sometimes we're together. Sometimes we've never said a word, no. Silent, shh, communication. That's what I found with you. Yeah, yeah. That's what I found in you.
I thought I was in love before, but now I know.
I just couldn't tell.
Now I know the feeling. Feels good to be inside. Feel like I want to love.
Sometimes when we get together, for some reason, we never said a word, and I dig it. Silent, shh, communication. That's what I found with you. Yeah, yeah. That's what I found with you.
Things you want are real.
You have you to complete, and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and a giant beside him about to fall.
Stand.
And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to, the Audio Education Anthology Series. And I'm serious, all around Monkey Bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. Yes, and all good things must come to an end. You know, this show, my God, this band. I know, right? Anyway, let's recap what we've heard in our fantastic second show for Black History Month 2021. Signed the Family Stone in the 1960s. And kicked it all off with I Can't Turn You Loose, the full-length version of that. Following that, Have Fun in the Summertime, the stereo single master of that from 1969. It was released in December that year, a single A-side. Color Me True, a live recording of that, recorded in 68, released in 2015 on an album for a disc set called Live at the Fillmore East, October 4th and 5th, 1968. And what had happened after the first four Sly Stone albums, they'd recorded these shows at the Fillmore East in their entirety. And that's exactly what the box set presents, you know, warts and all, and they're just on fire. I mean, honestly, the groove, you just can't buy what they had. The band wanted to release the recordings. However, Everyday People, the single, started to blow up on the charts in a very, very big way in late 68. So Columbia decided to shelve the project for decades. Following that, one of the greatest singles of all time. Honestly, it's just bam. Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. Again, in 1969, a double A-side single with Everybody's a Star. And after that, Silent Communications. That and Color Me True are probably songs that many of you have never heard because they're only available, you know, on archival releases. And that was recorded in 1967 and released in 2013 on the Higher box set. For those of you who really want to delve in and can't get enough Sly Stone because it is a very addictive thing, that is definitely worth your time. An amazing, amazing release. And the song we just heard, of course, of 1969, the title track to Stand. Whew, and there isn't much more I can say. We're going to have a very extended grand finale here, and it's going to just jump right into it, because the recordings, which were done at Woodstock, which really cemented their status as just being one of the greatest live rock and roll bands of their era, bar none, just kicks right into it. They would do these long medleys, and they would just go one, two, no rest, no breather, no nothing, just smoking right into one another. So if you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at DaddyBenBear, one word, DaddyBenBear@gmail.com. Love to you all. And next week, we return with, of course, The Other Side of Love for Valentine's Day. Excuse me. Singles Awareness Day. Sorry about that. Yes, I do record these live in one take. Your choice. We're going to be focused on Motown Records artists in the 70s. And it's much better than you ever imagined or were told it was. This is a medley of Dance to the Music, Music Lover, and I Want to Take You Higher from the Woodstock soundtrack.
What we'd like to do, what we would like to do is sing a song together. Now you see what usually happens is you get a group of people that might sing, and for some reasons that are not unknown anymore, they won't do it. Most of us need approval. Most of us need to get approval from our neighbors before we can actually let it all hang down. Now what is happening here is we're going to try to do a sing-along. Now a lot of people don't like to do it because they feel that it might be old-fashioned. But you must dig that it is not a fashion in the first place. It is a feeling. And if it was good in the past, it's still good. We would like to sing a song called Higher, and if we could get everybody to join in, we'd appreciate it. Everybody's grooving and can on. Wanna dig you higher,
higher.
What I'd like you to do is say higher and throw the peace sign up. It'll do you no harm. Still again, some people feel that they shouldn't, because there are situations where you need approval to get in on something that could do you some good. Yeah. Now, if you throw the peace sign up and say higher, get everybody to do it. There's a whole lot of people here, and a whole lot of people might not want to do it because if they can somehow get around it, they feel that there are enough people to make up for it. And on, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to try higher again. If we get everybody to join it, we'd appreciate it. It'll do you no harm.
Wanna dig it higher?